Welcome to the Captain Paul Watson Foundation podcast. I'm your host, Charlie. I'm joined today with Captain Paul Watson. Captain Paul, how are you today?
Doing good. Thank you, Charlie.
Good. So, Paul, a lot happened yesterday. Could you fill in our listeners on what went down at the Faroe Islands?
Yesterday, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Faroe's time, we were in the north end of the island when we received a call from one of the shore volunteers saying that they had spotted a pod of pilot whales. Unfortunately, it was to the south of the island, but we immediately got underway, and we had to then enter Faroese waters, go on a fjord between the two islands, and make our way down to Tórshavn. But that a 3.5 hour trip, but it only took them an hour to get the pod onto the beach in the in Tórshavn Harbor, which is the capital of the Faroe Islands. So by the time we arrived, it was all over. We did get our drones up there, and they caught the blood that was on the water. But one of the things that was really strange, they had driven the pilot whales up on the beach in the harbor, and there was Ambassador Line's cruise ship called the Ambition there. So these whales were slaughtered right in front of all of the passengers on the Ambition, which has made the Ambassador Line very, very upset. They actually posted a condemnation of what they saw, and I think that there might be a good chance they won't be returning to the Faroe Islands again. I can't believe that they actually went and slaughtered 80 to 100 pilot whales right in front of a cruise ship that was in the capital city harbor. We were pursued on our way down by a Faroese Coast Guard vessel, but they weren't as fast as us, so we weren't too concerned about them. But we then heard that Denmark was sending a warship up, and that warship arrived in Tórshavn before we did. But strangely enough, the warship stayed on the other side of the bay and didn't approach us. So we actually moved right into the harbor with the Coast Guard and a police boat beside us. And then there was nothing more we could do. So then we pulled out and went back to sea with the Coast Guard chasing us. But the Danish Navy didn't do anything. I don't think they thought it was worth intervening. They probably came in the event that something actually serious might happen. But so anyway, we were back out in international waters, just waiting for the shore volunteers to inform us if there's another grin taking place. So we were defeated by both time and distance. The problem is these are very large islands, and that the grin can take place on 23 different beaches around the islands. So, it really is, well, how close are we to one of those beaches when they call the grin? So it's a very frustrating situation because of that. But that's the best that we can do. I mean, we have just the one ship. Fortunately, we have these people on shore, because without them, we wouldn't be able to be notified at all. So we're just waiting out here again and seeing if another grin's going to be called.
Sounds like we need a larger Navy.
Well, we do. We always do. We did have a larger Navy, but that was taken away from us.
Right. Well, we'll build it back up. So, Paul, the history of the Grind. I mean, you've been battling the Grind for so many years. Why do they continue to do this? I mean, what is their reasoning?
Well, the people who are engaged in this are literally psychopaths. They claim it's tradition, but they do it because they like to do it. It's as simple as that. You know, somebody was criticizing me today saying, well, you know, these are decent people. You know, I've known them and they're decent people. Yeah, well, I used to know a woman who worked with Ted Bundy, and he described him as a decent person, you know.
Right.
So that means very, very little. I think the only thing that they really understand is money. Therefore, I think we really have to push to boycott Faroese salmon, fish, cruise ships going into the Faroe Islands. We have to put economic pressure. That's the only thing that's going to reach anybody there. I mean, there are quite a few people in the Faroe Islands who are against the grin, but a lot of times they get bullied. But there are a few courageous people who do speak out, but they're really outnumbered. And we have made progress since we first began our opposition to the grin. 100% of everybody in the Faroe Islands was pro killing these pilot whales and dolphins, and now it's down to about 50%. So, but change doesn't happen overnight. But I think the key to it right now is we've got to really put a lot of economic pressure on that. If people, if you see anything that's advertised as Faroese salmon. You know, it's farm-raised salmon from the Faroe Islands, and these salmon are raised in close proximity to the where the pilot whales and the dolphins are killed. In fact, the blood from the thing actually drifts into the salmon farms.
So, Paul, for people that aren't familiar with the Grind, how do the Faroese people drive the pilot whale pods to the beach? How do they accomplish that?
Anytime a pod of pilot whales or dolphins is spotted, sometimes by the ferry, sometimes by airplane, sometimes by fishermen, sometimes from the shore, it's called in, and then a notice goes out that there is a pod. Then they send out these small boats, and they drive the pod towards a beach, and they do that by banging drums in the water, creating a wall of sound and keeping the animals moving forward until they drive them right up onto the beach. And as soon as they're on the beach, there are people there waiting with knives and lances and spears to kill them. And it's done pretty quickly, but at the same time, you can hear the screaming of the whales and the agonizing thrashing of their bodies on the beaches. And yesterday's kill was quite upsetting because there was a very young calf that was beside his mother trying very desperately to survive, and they was pulled aside and killed. So you know, it just, there's just no place for this kind of barbaric atrocity in the 21st century.
So, Paul, do we have any idea how many more grins might take place this year? Or is it just, you know, when they spot a pod, they're just going to try to kill it?
When they spot a pod, I mean, it could be tomorrow. It could be next week. It could be not the rest of the summer. We don't know.
Right.
Just really, it's a target of opportunity is the problem.
So, Paul, so for folks listening that are horrified by, you know, what took place yesterday and would love to try to help stop it, what can folks do to support Neptune's Navy and support the Captain Paul Watson Foundation to help your efforts to stop these grins?
Well, we do need donations to keep going. It's expensive running a ship, and we're trying to get another vessel to become more effective. So I really urge people to become monthly supporters for the foundation, because that gives us the security knowing that we're going having a fixed amount of funds to work with every month.
Well, Paul, I really appreciate your time, and I will check back in with you. Hopefully next time we'll have better news for everybody, but thank you so much to you and your crew for your efforts to try to save these whales' lives.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Talk to you later. I want to thank Paul for taking time out of his busy day to join me to talk about what happened yesterday in the Faroe Islands. As Paul mentioned, if you do see Faroese products for sale, whether it's Faroese salmon or other goods, please don't buy them. Hopefully we can put some economic pressure on the Faroese people to realize that if they keep brutally slaughtering pilot whales, that we're not going to support them economically. I think that might be a very powerful way. Now, a lot of people don't know that the Grind is happening. They don't know what the Grind is. They don't even know where the Faroe Islands are. The Faroe Islands are north of Scotland. They're east of Iceland, and they are west of Norway. So they're kind of in the middle up there. So, If you know people that maybe aren't educated on the Grind and what that is, and they care about animals, please do let them know. Let them know about the slaughter. Let them know that pilot whales live in social pods, and the females can live about 60 years, and the males can live about 40 years, and they have very tight-knit social groups. Let them know that the mothers, mother pilot whales, their babies gestate inside them for about 16 months, so longer than humans do. And these animals are extremely important, and they deserve our protection. Let them know all that. Anything that we can do to put the global spotlight on the Faroe Islands hopefully might get them to a point where they say, yeah, enough's enough. We don't need to kill these whales for food purposes or anything like that. And another thing that I don't know that we mentioned is that the whale meat and the blubber that the Faroese are supposed to consume is very toxic. and can contain a lot of toxic chemicals in it. So a lot of the doctors on the Faroe Islands tell pregnant women not to eat it at all, and they tell adults to eat it sparingly. So it's all just very senseless, and hopefully we can bring an end to it. You may not be aware that Sea Shepherd UK is now the Captain Paul Watson Foundation UK. And so I want to thank all the folks that were a part of Sea Shepherd United Kingdom and welcome them all to the Captain Paul Watson Foundation family. We are so excited. They've been with Captain Watson and the foundation since the very beginning and have always supported the things that we've been doing at the foundation. But it's really exciting now that the name change is official and we officially have the Captain Paul Watson Foundation in the United Kingdom and all the wonderful work that they're doing. And one of the things that they've been doing for a really long time is the campaign in the Faroe Islands. And that campaign name is Operation Bloody Fjords. So we will be continuing that operation, that campaign, and we're looking forward to it being very successful. So I just wanted to let everybody know that if you do see the name change and you're wondering what all that's about, it's just, you know, expanding the foundation and its reach, and hopefully we'll be able to get a lot of wonderful things accomplished. Today's episode is brought to you by Globicephala amellus.
If the oceans die, we die.